welcome to the Only Music Podcast, a special episode. My name is Staffan. I'm here with
Louise.
And today we are gonna list our precious tracks for
him or her.
In my case, it's a she. I'm gonna play five tracks, and then Louise is gonna play five tracks. Right?
Yep.
Okay, so my first track is from an artist that we played on the podcast two times. He just released his sophomore album, A Paradise. He's called Gwilym Gold. This track is called A Greener World. When Gwilym sings, "Did you see a greener world from your side?" I think that's the insecurity, being wiped away, and the realization that someone sees me as the green side. And he asks, if there's something in the way, it might be nothing at all. I like that feeling that me and that person discovers that we share the same world. So here is Gwilym Gold, A Greener World.
Did you even think about it? Was it blue skies from the
track. Oh man, I really had difficulties choosing the second track. I was into choosing Chilly Gonzalez. His first record he records with the, where you can hear the ivory keys on the piano being pushed down, so you can hear his fingers, which is very intimate, and I feel that would be perfect to showcase for someone, that intimacy. But instead, I chose another track from the 60s because I sample a lot of old music. I have this soft spot for choirs and harmonies, kind of Beach Boys-y. This is Anita Kerr Quartet, and this is called Moon River. I don't think this needs an introduction. This is what Lana Del Rey wants, and I think it's simple.
She wish she had.
Yeah. Very simple, but very beautiful. Dark. This is a DJ Shadow track. It's called Redeemed, obviously about redemption, and I think that is Well, it shows the a side of myself, I think, and I want to put that into the mix because I feel that redemption is part of a new relationship. The fourth track is Sharon von Etten. This is one of those tracks that it's kind of difficult for me to listen to, but depending on the mood, it's bittersweet. It's called Afraid of Nothing. And you know that the feeling that, yes, you will never be afraid of nothing, but I don't know. I like the bittersweet tone of this one. And I love the cover of the album as well. It has Sharon on the cover, alone in a car with the wind in her hair, that road trip feeling up on the highway, kind of like the music video for Smashing Pumpkins 1979. It's beautiful, but has a very, very dark undertone to it, I would say.
You told me the day that you show me your face, we'd be in trouble for a long time. I can't
And the closing track, to bring up the mood a bit, one of my all-time favorites. Very pompous, very epic, very emotional, very gigantic. But Sebastian's lyrics are so simple, so basic. Fits so very well into the 8 minutes this track is, and those string crescendos. Simple but beautiful. This is Sébastien Tellier's La Ritournelle.
Love.
stunning. We love
would you be my girlfriend?
That would sell you, Stefan.
Good.
Definitely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Right. Luis.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what I kind of wanted to do was to kind of build a playlist around the various stages of a love relationship. Imagine you meet someone and, you know, you kind of fall in love, you go through the stages, various stages of falling in love, maybe starting to love, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. So first out in
does
that
it
story...
Does it entail the, an end of a relationship?
No, or it actually leaves it quite open, I'd say. For me, the songs that the song I finish up with is, for me, quite open. I'm sure everyone's going to have a different definition of that track because it's a very famous track. But for me, that is a kind of really... Is it a non-kind of delivered love we're talking about? We'll get there. But I'll mm-hmm. start with David Bowie and Station to Station, which I think is one of the ultimate kind of lyrics in a love song. But for me, David Bowie is an ultimate artist, songwriter. I mean, what is it? Lyricist. What is it that he hasn't done? He's pushed the boundaries on all levels, on both lyrically, composing, producing, and visually with his videos, etc., and the outfits and whatever, and fashion. So when he wrote this track, Station to Station, there is two lines in this song, which is like genius. I think it's a genius lyricist, basically. He says, it's not the side effects of the cocaine. I'm thinking that it must be love. And, you know, that say you've been out, you had your first snog or whatever, first night with someone, you wake up, you don't really know where you are. Maybe you know you had a great time, but maybe you think it's more than that. You don't know. So we start out with Station to Station. This track is, by the way, 10 minutes, remastered. We won't play all of it. So, you know, you have to listen to this full piece at home in your own spare time. We will put the spot list kind of playlist out as well, so you can listen to it.
How is it the beginning of the relationship?
Yeah, because if you read through the lyrics and if you listen to the tracks, you know, he's talking about magic moments and all this kind of that. You kind of feel that, I feel personally, this is my subjective point of view. I'm sure other people's going to say something completely different because everyone's got a David Bowie interpretation. For me, this is very much, you know, the kind of magic and almost magical realism that you have in the beginning of a relationship. You know, it's all real, but then you have all these magic elements, which you don't really know where they belong. And are you straight? Are you not straight? Have you drunk too much? You don't know. You know, it's like, where do I fit into that? Maybe you need half a year without anything in order to figure out, you know. But, you know, I'm not. He's not only playing on drugs, of course. He's playing on that feeling that makes you feel like drunk, etc., you know.
Yes.
So I think his definition is it's incredible. The track is amazing. But I thought I'd go from that into something like next step is like, well, when you start realizing I'm just fucking in love. There's nothing else. I'm so in love and I've never been this in love. Now, your definition about that, I think the romantics, I love the track of the romantics, which is called What I Like About You. It's so kind of straightforward, simple. And you just know that this is what I like about you. He's got lyrics in this track called What I Like About You, You Hold Me Tight. Tell me I'm the only one, want to come over tonight. Yeah, that's kind of the lyrics, you know, it's so straightforward. Apparently, the real singer in the band was ill on the recording day. So when you listen, this is the bass player singing. He's got a little bit of a funny kind of... It's not really straight, which he's singing, which makes this tune like one of the most brilliant tunes. I love this. I can say it's genius. It's genius. This is what I run to at night. So from that, you know, when you just, okay, you defined, you know what you have, you're in love. You kind of figured out, I like this. I told the other person, I like you. I like you. You like me. We're all, it's genius. So now you're so in love, you just think you can do anything. You can do whatever it takes. If that person is across the earth, you will go there because you just want to spend time with them. So I thought at this point, the most fitting love song of all times, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. It's just genius.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
Call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry,
cause oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby. Remember the day I set you free? Told you you could always count on me, darling. From that day on, I made a vow. I'll be there when you want me, some way, somehow.
I mean, you know, the words just says it. They are there. Now, from there, I needed to go into something that kind of, you kind of define that you're so in love, you can do anything, you can move mountains, you can do literally anything. So this whole big real love is starting to come to fruition. You know, what is that? And there is one song by, as far as I'm concerned, I had a massive trouble choosing a tune from this man because I think he is, and I know you don't agree with me, but I think Stevie Wonder, there is no one like him. There is no love songs like the one Stevie Wonder has written.
I'm not complaining about Stevie Wonder at all.
I know, but you know, I know you kind of thought, okay, it's like done and dusted. But for me, I can spend weekends just listening to Stevie Wonder. And every time I kind of go, shit, this is genius. He's a genius. I mean, he is a genius. And he made this tune called, which is a love story from childhood to the end of the day, where he sings the most beautiful words, which there is nothing even, I don't even think I feel that, you know, you can quote the strength of this, but there is a point in the track where he basically says, you know, your mom and your dad don't like me. Nothing matters. I've known you since childhood. I love you and I always will. And this is what you believe. You're in the middle of a love story. You define, you love each other. So you believe this is going to last till I'm dying. Because, mm-hmm. you know, you, at that point, you don't realize that maybe in 2 years' time, it's not going to be there any longer, you know? But I love this moment where, you know, he's obviously, seriously, this is like, we're not talking about anything else than full on love, everlasting love that we're all trying to find. I was made to love. That's the whole story in there, and it's just genius. Now I think now we established we're in, like, you know, you might, it might be a couple of years down the line when you're there and love is defined at its full expression, not being in love but loving someone, etc. But then I think I want to finalize with Björk, actually, All Is Full of Love, which is for me
the deepest
Björk track. It's the Chris Cunningham video. Has nothing has ever made me feel that way.
I'm so surprised that no one chose that track when for the submission.
Right?
Maybe one, but not this track.
There was a few other Björk tracks I saw.
Everyone loved that video when it came out.
Man,
yeah.
Have you ever seen two robots as hot
it's
ever?
Beautiful. Yeah.
And I think the way they kind of define that. You know, I mean, the song is about love that might not be, reciprocated? That's one way of looking at mm-hmm. it. You know, you'll be given love, you'll be taken care of, you'll be given love, you have to trust it. Mm-hmm. Now, it's the kind of definition of how do you get all the love you can, but you have to be open for that love, you
yes.
know? And it's such a beautiful written song.
And I love the video where it's the form of recreating love.
Exactly.
In a way, in an artificial, intelligent yeah. way, and defining the core of it.
Yeah.
And it matches Björk's very, very emotional lyrics at the same
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll finish off with this.
Yes. Thank you to everyone who submitted their tracks.
Definitely.
And thank you for listening to our submission.
Absolutely.
Next time we're doing something completely different, or maybe I should say we're doing a normal episode, so to say.
Yeah.
Anything you want to ask about any competition ideas you got in store, anything you want to win, anything, just email us.
podcast@onlymusicpodcast.com
for a little while, and then I feel